Well, bad news, guys. Wasn't able to get that one, but currently something just happened and not the best thing to happen. So I have an ITO now. It's because I lack the insight to my mental illness, and I could potentially damage my reputation. It was because my dad said to them, I posted a recording of the interview on Facebook. So thanks, Dad, for further ruining my life. That's a bit of an update with that. I wasn't able to get the whole thing. They searched the whole room and stuff. I've got no leave at all now. And yeah, pretty shit. So yeah, it's that now that I am on an ITO, they'll probably give me depot injections and shit like that. So, oh well, at least the info is getting out there, and I'm paying for it, but it's worth it. It'll benefit people, I'm sure. All right, well, that's that for a turn of events. Big day. So yeah, I'm not going anywhere. I'm stuck here for a good amount of time. Just a little appendage to that previous log. I guess I'll be combined into one thing. I'm sorry, Vrajadam and the Hare Krishnas. Looks like I won't be able to make it to that final Sunday feast. I really did want to go, but thanks, Dad. All of these wonderful things that I'm just missing out on. Crusher, yeah, man. Well, that's the price I pay, I guess. I know I'm in the right, and I've done good things to help good people, so yeah, just a little sad though that I'm going to miss out on the feast, and oh well. It's going to be at least 2 or 3 weeks before I'm out of here now with an ITO, so it's, yeah, they pretty much own me now. Pretty knows how it is from here, so yeah, just word of warning, if you're going to post these recordings on Facebook, just make sure you don't include my dad to see them. Because, yeah, this will happen. Alright, well, that's all. Again, sorry, Hare Krishnas, I really wanted to go, but no, it just makes me sad that I can't go now. Like, that was a huge part of my life, Govindas and Hare Krishna, and now I'm going to be stuck in some psych ward instead of going to a Sunday feast. Like, it's like that. The memorial, it's like, oh, the pinnacle Sunday feast of all Sunday feasts, too. And, you know, I donated some money to make it a good one, and yeah. Oh, well, that's it for me, and I guess, you know, from the overall mood of this message, you can kind of gather what kind of mood I'm in. I'm still okay, but just, yeah, it's just a little sad, that's all. I just would have thought if, you know, because I said, hey, there's like another kid whose dad worked for the same people and he's saying the same things. Apparently they don't really know my reputation, I guess, and they don't really know my reputation is all this mind control nonsense and bullshit, so. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that's the reason why the ITO was initiated, because I have lack of insight to my own mental illness to the point where I am posting about it on Facebook and damaging my reputation. That is the reasoning behind the involuntary treatment order. So from here on, I expect to receive depot injections, and I can probably move forward the tribunal hearings and make that in 4 weeks or instead of the standard 6 weeks. But I'm pretty sure by then I'll have a lot of collateral for myself and, you know, just, yeah, it's just, anyway, that's that. Well, they've also banned me from leave and the use of any electronics, so I won't be posting on Facebook for a while, but I do have a friend who will, keep you all updated as things go along, if he keeps visiting me each day, so yeah, good to have friends like that. Yeah, that's all, guys. Alright, just another appendage to the previous audio logs. Alright, so yeah, it's no given that the ITO is in effect, and that's that. Scrap that previous recording number 8, someone just came into the room, but it should be right now. Yeah, so saying the ITO is in effect, and seems to be not much I can do about it. But I can put in an application to the tribunal. So I got that paperwork now. I'm just going to write down all these little bits and pieces that have been happening, and try to bring the hearing forward to the 4-week period instead of the 6-week period, so which should give people plenty of time to, I don't know, get something together. I guess what I'm asking for is, you know, obviously they have their own collateral against me in terms of mental illness, in terms of mental health, but I guess I also can have my own, you know, and they don't really seem to, at the moment, care so much that there is another kid from, you know, whose dad worked for the ASD saying, hey man, same thing happened to me. I don't know, their main concern now is that I lack the insight to my mental illness, because I posted it on Facebook, and therefore I don't know, you know, I am unable to tell or not if I am damaging my reputation because I have a mental illness or something like that. So that's the approach they're taking. And anyway, what I'm asking for is, there's people who have known me throughout my life, and I'm sure people who I haven't met, but they've probably read my work in some way. I imagine it's a lot of people, but there's a few. And if they could just all write like a little like letter or something, not like a character reference, but just in terms of, you know what they think are delusions, in my case. So if I've helped anyone with any mind control stuff, or if, you know, anything like that, just send through a letter somehow, or write up a little thing like that, and I'll present all this at the tribunal, and go from there, and, you know, see what happens. But yeah, for now, looking forward to getting a depot medication, and that's that. I know they'll spring that on me at some point, so obviously I'll try to get what I can, but it's risky enough, as it is. They don't understand that this little music device records too, so I've managed to keep that for now, but everything else is banned. So yeah, just be careful who hears this, because if the wrong person hears it, then I'll lose my music, and that won't be good. Alright, that's all, Fappy. Should be all today, unless I think of anything else to append, but yeah, I'm just waiting for my little friend to visit. He usually visits every day, really cool kid. Anyway, thanks, guys.